Blackstone presents A Son to Be Sown by Jean d'Amérique, translated by Thierry Kehou. This book was read by Marie-Françoise Theodore. 4. Mackenzie Orcel, Frère Volcan. Will I survive till the morning to see the sun? Tupac Shakur. They're crazy, these birds crisscrossing my mind. Their wings, an archipelago of fire. They're singing, a rolling hill of turbulent skies. Messengers of light, without a doubt, who cause the memory of the touch against my skin on the last day of class to beat even louder inside of me. But, as usual, I still can't capture some small glimmer of this godsend. I still can't put to paper this flash of lightning that expands into a chill in my arteries. Words crossed out. I'm making a kingdom of crumpled papers. Papa puts on his robe of anger to get us worked up, to mess with our heads. A brief reminder of the purpose of his mouth, a machine gun on the lookout for the slightest opportunity. Blood open to fire, he rants and raves, drifts in his own storm, gives his whole body over to a violent tirade, and yells like he has never been yelled at, even in his childhood. If childhood is the age of silence, as he believes, then he didn't have an actual childhood. The most elusive chapter of his story that comes to mind is his alliance with the streets. And as the Angel of Metal says, you're not a child anymore when the streets are the only one cradling you. Papa stretches out under the roof, a raging wave. Outside, the sky gathers into a web of lace. The day's dying light hangs its veil silently on the end of an invisible wind. It's the night that has come to let us know. Streaming shadows soak up the sunset. The well-known uproar from our mouths that marks the restoring of electricity hasn't kicked off yet. Usually, if we've already put something in our stomachs and still have 5 gerd left, we buy ourselves a candle to erode the darkness. It's our way of atoning for the day's...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?